You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, I don't know about you, but for me, during the summer, it feels like business and commerce comes to a halt. It feels like things just kind of fall apart. It feels like business and agreements can't come together, and it doesn't seem until September 1st that things start getting back to normal. So tonight I want to talk about how the school rhythm itself, what it really does to us and how it focuses us and puts us on a schedule, and it seems as though the natural rhythm of time is back. And I know for some of you are saying, hey, I don't have any kids, I don't have any children, I don't have to take my kids to school because I don't have any. But you know what? It affects all of us. It affects us with kids and without kids because it affects everybody. And I've actually seen in the last few days a complete change in some people that I've been dealing with the entire summer. I've seen people get happier, more calm, more collected. I've seen people be more aware. And I've also had people be more attentive. Things seem to start happening. It seems like this summer has just been like one of those deals where you're waiting around for 3 months for nothing to happen. And I recently went to some meetings, you know, the first of this month. And it's amazing. It's like all of a sudden things are actually rolling. Progress is being made. And so whether or not you have kids or you don't, I believe that when the school year begins in the fall, there's a better chance for organization. There's a better chance for balance. And it seems like our daily regimen comes back into play. You know, I think it matters to all of us. And the reason why this particular subject matter matters to all of us is that it affects us all one way or another. It either affects us subconsciously, unconsciously, or consciously. For those of you who are taking your kids to school, it's changed your schedule immensely. For some of you, the summer was kind of nice because you were able to sleep in, you were able to take a little bit of time, but now it's early bird mornings and getting the kids back into the routine. But I think eventually for a lot of you who right now it's just kind of a bit, it's just kind of hard to get into the groove, I think that within a month or so, you're going to be feeling good. It's going to have you on more of a regimented schedule. And it seems like things kind of flow better that way. But for us that don't have kids as well, I think that it's important about the school schedule and the school rhythm is because of the structure that it provides. I think it's interesting because the school year beginning gives us structure. It organizes people with and without children because it provides the structure in the sense, and I don't know about you, but when I was a kid, going to school in the fall, when it's starting back in the fall, was the startup of structure and things to do. And why I say that is my dad was a traveler. He was a traveling salesman. He traveled all over the country. And my mom was in doctoral school for the better part of my middle school and high school. She was in her master's degree and getting her doctorate. So she was in, you know, formal education the entire time. And so I didn't really get to see my parents that much. And so the summertime, there were some things to do, but it was kind of quiet. And there wasn't that much to do. And I didn't have parents that spent a lot of money on, you know, elaborate camps and sending kids out of the country to learn German or whatever. Just wasn't the time. I mean, I think it's about that way. It wasn't the time to do that. I think nowadays it seems like parents are more into these camps or giving their kids these experiences of Europe or whatever. But at that time in life, you hung out at the house, you watched TV, and if you had a pool, you went swimming. And that was it. And to me, like the first few days of summer were okay, but I always liked school. I like school. Even though when I didn't like school, I still like school. And I liked it because it gave me structure and I got to hang out with people. I'm a people person. I'm obviously a talker since I'm on talk radio. So that's a good thing. So I followed that lead. But it just gave me stability and I was able to learn. And I read over the summer. Yes, I read books that I wanted to. But when it came to that school year, there was a regimen. You wake up every morning at a certain time. You take a shower. You get ready. And I remember I would hot roll my hair every morning. So I get out of the shower, dry my hair, hot roll my hair. You know, I never wore makeup, though. I wasn't a makeup person. Mom tried to get me into makeup, but I was more of a tomboy. You know, I played fast pitch softball, that kind of sort of thing. And so I didn't really buy into that whole makeup thing. But I knew that the hair, yeah, I mean, I was cool with doing the hair. It seemed okay. Not too girly. It seemed to be just right. But, I mean, that took some time. So, I mean, you're up about 6 a.m. doing that. Every morning you get up at 6 a.m. Oh, gosh, that alarm clock went off again. And you go through the whole process. And either mom or dad would take you to school. My mom would drop me off. And she taught school at another school when I was going to school all throughout my school years. So she would drop me off and then go to the next school that she was teaching at or a vice principal at or a principal at. So she would go. And usually I was there a lot earlier than most kids because my mom had to be at work early too. And so it gave me a lot of structure. So right when I got into the school, I would sit down and begin to read or doing some sort of homework or studying something. And, you know, you can think about it. It gives you structure because you know that from 8 a.m. to 3:30, you're going to be at school. And then from 3:30 to 5, you're probably going to be at the school or even 6 o'clock. Just depends. Then you go home and you eat dinner. You go to bed and you do this whole thing over again. And I think that when we go to a different level and we exit student life right now, and let's talk about us adults. For me, I work basically for myself. And when you're working for yourself, it's like, you know, you're kind of out there and it's like June, July, and August. They matter just as much as September, October, November, December, January do. But you find yourself in a conundrum. You find yourself stuck in a system that seems to break down over the summertime. It's like people aren't in town. And it seems that when we finally get the structure back, people seem to be resurfacing. People are in town. And think about it. Just the other day, you know, I was looking around in the morning times, and the traffic wasn't that bad at all. At night, it wasn't bad at all either. But it wasn't until last week where you started seeing traffic exponentially grow. And now it's like I look out my window and I can see so much traffic in the early morning, throughout the morning, and at night. And everybody's back in school. And it seems like everybody has left their, I guess, vacation home or their summer plantation and have decided to come back here for the school year. And that's how it feels. It's almost a lonely feeling, too. It's very quiet. The summer, as far as in commercial and corporate work, can seem pretty quiet. Because it's like so many people are out of town doing their thing. I mean, I wonder if there's a whole group, a subgroup of sub-society that all they do is sit by the pool all summer and they never leave. I mean, because the amount of cars on the road, there's a significant difference and a significant drop-off. But once we get past the summer, we seem to get the structure. It seems, too, that there's less tardiness and less no-shows when September begins. It's like, you know, throughout the summer, it's kind of laissez-faire. People do as they may. Some people show up, some people don't. Some people have things to do, some people don't. And other people are always on a constant vacation. I know some people that literally, if you look at their social media, they're on vacation like every day of the summer. If they're not drinking rosé in the Hamptons, they're on a yacht in the Caribbean. They're not on a yacht in the Caribbean. They're in New York City hanging out with pals. It's like, you're like, what? Does anybody work around here? Am I the only one that's working? Am I the only one that has to show up and get a and make money to provide? Because you know what? It seems like I'm the only one. And it's like, you know, there's a little bit of sadness, too, that goes with the beginning of school. I recently had a really great intern that we'll be back here in the summer, but went to school, went off to college for their first year. And for some of y'all out there who are becoming empty nesters now, that's a side effect. You're happy to see them go to school, but yet there's a side effect where it's kind of bittersweet. It's like, oh man, this is happening already. I didn't think John was going to grow up that fast. I didn't think that Marcy was going to be 18 so quickly. I mean, they gave us such hell, but I just didn't think that that was going to happen. And, you know, you look at it and you kind of go, man, and I think there's a structure that comes about. But, you know, some of y'all are dealing with maybe a little depression on that side. But for the most part, I think it offers us some enlightenment, maybe some more clarity, because it seems to offer people a timing. And it's a structure that we only get when school is in session. So stay tuned. We return to talking about how this is particularly important for even people that don't have children, but better yet, how we actually finally get past the slow-moving summer and get over our three-month siesta. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight, we're talking about the school rhythm. How the school rhythm tends to allow us to focus. It gives us a schedule. And it applies to all of us, because I know that people out there are like, you know, hey, I don't have kids. I mean, how does this really apply to me? But I think the school effect affects us all. You know, whether you have children or you don't, the school year begins in the fall. And it seems that organization, balance, and a core regimen returns back into our lives. And the reason why I did this show tonight is because it's true. It is darn tootin' true. I've had people literally come to me and say, you know, I'm not looking forward to getting up that early in the morning, taking the kids to school, but you know what? I think this is going to help with the rhythm. This is going to help with the balancing. And they literally come into my office for therapy, and you can see that there's a little less stress. They seem to have a little less stress. They seem to have a little more observation of their life and a little more clarity. And on the flip side, for a lot of people that are empty nesters, you know, they're dealing with their emotions with the kids going back to school, but at the same point, they kind of get back into the rhythm. And for the other folks that don't have children like me, I work for myself, and the summertime seems to be like an elusive time to do business. It seems like no business is actually getting done, period, bar none, on June, July, and August. It seems like you try to get somebody to make an agreement or to follow through with something, and it seems like you might as well just shut down shop until September 1, because nothing's going to come out of it. It's going to be nothing. And you're going to like it. It's going to be white bread, and you're going to like it. Seriously, it's like nothing's going to happen. But I figured out something. I figured out that when the school year begins, it changes everything. It offers us the structure that we as humans crave. Structure is a big deal. And the reason why I say that is people come into my life and they see how I do my work. And they're impressed because they don't understand how to actually achieve structure in almost a structureless environment. And I've created a formulation of structure as far as shows and airings and recordings and live broadcast, as well as, you know, working on sponsorships and partnerships for the show, which Perspectives is looking for new partners to partner with products and services that we believe in, that we see as authentic as well. Also working on my writing. I have to be in charge of the writing and make sure that I'm constantly getting writings done at a certain time, in a certain space, and getting it to various editors or publications. And so you have all that wrapped up into other things as far as like internet maintenance and updating the websites and doing all this kind of stuff. And its structure is inherently important. But it feels like in the summertime, people's structure goes away. And even if you don't have children, you are affected by it, by the people who do. Because it seems like all of a sudden a lot more stress is in their life and a lot more things on their plate because they have the kids home 24/7 and they still have to work. So when that happens, there's a lot more things that go by the wayside. There's a lot more canceled appointments and there's a lot more no-shows. This summer, I have more no-shows from people that have kids than I've ever had before. And it's because they just forget. They have all this stuff going on. They have all this stress. They have all these appointments and they forget. And it's not until the kids go back to school a lot of times that they're able to remember a lot of their responsibilities and follow through with things that they have. You know, the structure when we have the school back is like people come back into town. And it feels, and you know that there are more people in town and there's less tardiness and there's less no-shows. Because it seems like people have this structure, and kids are not. When the school year begins, life goes back to normal and structure returns. You know, people do need that structure if you have kids. You know, getting them to school, putting them on the school bus, getting up early and getting ready for school, and it gets you on that schedule. You know, but even if you don't have children, I'm sure that you interact and work with folks who have kiddos, right? And these folks, they breathe a sigh of relief when the kids go back to school. So think about how many people work in your company, work in your office, who have kids. What about the people that even have grandkids? They got to take care of the grandkids when the parents want to go on a vacation or whatever happens. So you have a lot of people that not necessarily put out, I don't like to use those words, but they got a lot of things they're juggling. And all of a sudden, when that goes away, they're able to be more of a team player when it comes to doing things that are important, that are a lot of the interactions that they have. You know, the second thing is that the slow summer is like a 3-month siesta that is finally over. And for most people that I've talked to, they're like, God bless, because it seems that nothing gets done. Everything comes to a complete screeching halt. Progress as we know it stops. It's like it's unbelievable. It's like it's a 3-month siesta. You know, hey, we're going to have some cervezas. We're going to call it a day. Seriously, it feels like that because when you're trying to get a lot of work done over the summer, somebody's always on vacation. If they're not on vacation, they're about to go on vacation. If they're not about to go on vacation, they just got back from vacation and they got a lot on their plate. So they got to go through a lot of stuff. Or, you know what? They don't even get the email. They don't even check it because they got so many emails coming in. They don't even know if they got it or not. You know, these long vacations that have no end that I think gives summer a difficult time. It's like you have various people that take very, very long vacations, which is great, and I'm happy that they're able to do that. However, it seems that communication becomes broken down. And I've called people over and over at different offices, and various people are out of town, and various people don't communicate, and so you have this sense of bad communication where it gets really bottleneck up until the September. You know, the third thing that I think that the school year starting back and this structure, I believe that it allows for drive and direction to return. I believe that we're able to have that drive and direction that we've been looking for because we as humans, we need drive, we need direction, we need a focus point. And it's kind of like the establishment structure helps us to define our time and space. You know, even if you don't have kids, there's a lot of people around you that do. And when those kids are able to go to school early, they're able to have more clarity, less distraction, and they're able to establish a structure that helps define their days and their nights. And a mental structure that gets them back in the game. It's almost like we're back in school. And I know that sounds maybe odd to some of y'all, but for some of you, you totally get it. Like the day that the school started across the street from my house, it's like I felt like I was back in school. I did. And you know, my intern emailed me and sent me a bunch of text messages. He's starting at UT just now. And it was cool because he sent me pictures of the classroom and everything. And I was like, man, I want to go back to college. I loved college. College was so much fun. I want to go back. And then I was like, this is bad. I shouldn't be daydreaming about going back to school. And I think for some of you, just went down that daydream with me right there. Because, you know, you kind of think about it and you go, man, those were good times. And when I heard his course list, I was like, oh my gosh, you were so lucky. He was smart enough to do all the AP exams and, you know, get out early these classes and was able to take the classes he wanted. Like, he was taking a speech class, and he was taking, like, a photography class, and he was taking something else. I was like, man, this would be a blast. But I stopped doing my daydream, and I realized that, you know what? I'm kind of in class, too. And it kind of allowed me to actually have even more structure in my life because I took it seriously. And I took this kind of concept from the idea of him going back to school. Is that, yeah, I said, I'm going to live vicariously through you going back to school. But In the same thought process, I realized if we look at every hour of our day as a class, doesn't that change things? If we look at every hour of the day as a class, doesn't that open our eyes to things that we never dreamed about? If you open your eyes to that and say every single hour of my day is a new class that I'm in and I'm going to be learning various things and I'm going to be taking various skills and I'm going to be learning various skills and I'm going to be mastering various skills. And just today, I really took this to heart. And so I had an early morning meeting and it ended up going very interesting. And I didn't really know how everything was going to go, but it went. And so I ended up being a mediator in a meeting that I never thought I'd be a mediator for. But I'll tell you one thing, I learned a lot. But when I looked at it as a lesson and a class instead of just another meeting, I was really able to see everything from all sides. Because isn't it true? Aren't we learning all the time? And why shouldn't we look at it in an example format like school? I kind of like looking at it like that because it makes things interesting. It kind of gives me, more of like a scene in my mind and a feeling that's more than just going through the motions. And then all of a sudden I'm able to see things from all sides, because when you're learning in a class, you look at everything from all different angles because you're learning. It's not a personal thing. It's not directed toward you. And when you're learning, you're allowed to make mistakes. And you're allowed to have trial and error and to work on something and to experience and experiment. And that's what I've been doing lately. Ever since I realized that we are truly in a class ourselves, every single day, every hour is a different class. Why not see it that way and overcome some of the adversities? When we were trying to be talking more about the structure, more about the drive and direction, but better yet, how to really see life as a classroom and how to get more of it every minute. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. Be back this time in two shakes.
This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. You know, tonight we've been talking about structure. We've been talking about the school rhythm. How to get back into that rhythm and what that rhythm does to us by focusing us and giving us structure. A natural time schedule is finally back. You know, it's interesting when you think about that, because when kids go back to school, everybody that has children has to get up earlier, help the kids get up earlier, set a rhythm, get them to go to school, do all that stuff. And it changes things. And for a few weeks, it's kind of not so fun. But eventually you get into that rhythm. And it makes sense. And for others that don't have children, you interact with people that have children every single second of the day. And so if their lives are better, or they're more have clarity, or they're more on point, then your life's going to be more on point. And it seems like people become more relaxed during the school year. And they become more communicative. Like they're more to communicate. Because in the summertime, it feels like people are taking a 3-month siesta. It feels like people are taking a 3-month nap. Nobody's doing anything. Nothing's getting done. Nobody's making any decisions. All the big decisions are being deferred till September 1st. Call us back in September and we'll discuss it. Can't do anything till September. The board people are out of town. Whatever. And so you sit there and you go, man, what am I doing working June, July, and August? I must be the only sucker out here working. And I felt like that the whole summer. But I do have family and my husband works. And so I know that I'm not. But in your head, sometimes you're out there like a, you know, man is an island, right? And we sit there and we think, I must be the only person making decisions and working. And summer can be a very difficult time. Summer can be a very overwhelming, difficult time because we're stuck. We're stuck trying to figure out our situation. And when we're over there with nobody responding, what happens? We get angry. We get stressed out, and, you know, we're not very happy about it. And it seems like when that 3-month siesta is over and the screeching halt has began up again, and we hear the cranes and the cranks and the ball bearings and everything's moving, and we're chugging away finally, we're chugging on finally, the locomotion has begun to move and we have something going, and it's like, oh my God, For 3 months, people would not return my calls. For 3 months, everybody was on a vacation. And now, on September 1st, my life has miraculously changed. And people are actually stepping up to the plate and following through. You know, the next thing we talked about was the drive and direction and how it returns when school starts. That drive and direction is, it's so amazing because like all of a sudden everything that you've been working on becomes into fruition and it actually happens. And it's neat because the structure is established and it helps us define time and space. And it also puts people in a more realistic place and a more realistic time. And, you know, I was talking about earlier about how I recently had an intern that was working with Perspectives that had to go to college. I mean, not had to. I'm the one that was saying he had to go, but he was starting his freshman year at UT. And he sent me pictures from in the classroom and when he was picking up his books and kind of, you know, UT and the fun festivities they had for the entering freshmen. And I thought it was interesting. And I said, you know, I really, 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 really would love to go back to college. Oh, my God. I mean, I liked college the first time, but, man, I could really do it again. And this time it would be a blast. And not only a blast, I would just kick butt. But you know what? I put a lot of thought into that, and I realized I'm putting a lot of thought into something that's, it's not going to happen. I already have enough schooling, and I don't need to be taking off time to go back to school. But then I started thinking about it in a realistic format that I think all of us can understand right now. As we seem to see our life as an array and a smattering of meetings, appointments, introductions, responsibilities. But what about something more? What about learning? It's like when we're in school, we think about learning and we learn and we do our homework. And I'm actually doing a show on homework coming up soon about the three things and the three reasons why adults still have to do homework even though they're out of school. The three places or the three reasons why adults have to do homework. But, you know, think about it. What about the classroom setting adopted into our daily life? What about the classroom setting adopted into our daily life? And think about it. Our daily life, consider all these things, but what if we see each hour as a class? You remember back in school where each hour was a class, and so each hour you saw a different teacher, you saw a different person, you did more reading, you did more this, you did more that. It was a class. And you learned a lot in that class. That was great. So what if we take every single hour of the day that we're awake and we create in our mind this classroom setting? Think about it. So that meeting at 9 a.m. in the morning, that meeting that you just can't stand and don't really want to go to, or that meeting that you really don't know what's going to be asked about you, or that meeting that you're a little stressed out about. Look at it as a class. Walk into it thinking about how school was for you. For school, for me, you were allowed to experience. And this should be for everybody across the board. Even if you had a bad time in school, if you look at life like this, you have a second chance on school and a second chance on life. So say, let's just go to that 7 a.m. meeting. That's even better. 7 a.m. meeting. You're half comatose. You're half asleep. Instead of being on pins and needles and worried what's going to happen, what if you looked at it from every angle and experienced it? What if you were able to make mistakes because it didn't matter because you know what you were learning? And what if you were able to learn a lot from the situation that would actually come and help you throughout the rest of your life? What would you say to that? Now, what if I was to tell you that that's the way that we're supposed to be living every day of our life? What if I was supposed to tell you, what if you were supposed to know that life is a giant classroom? Life is a giant classroom. And there might not be a chalkboard on every wall in every meeting that you're in, but you know what? Assume it is. Go back to that kid-like state when you're meeting with people, when you're learning stuff, because you know what? This is where it gets interesting. This is where the fun starts. This is what life's about. I went to a meeting yesterday. I can't tell you how stressful that meeting was, but when I sat back and realized I have the ability to make changes and help these people, figure out clarity that they haven't been able to understand so far. I can help these people be able to communicate more effectively. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. But it doesn't matter, because guess what? Life is learning. And so I did just that. I didn't get scared and I didn't worry about anything. And instead, you know what I did? I jumped right in. And yeah, I'll tell you, there's a few minutes there that I was a little kind of scared because I didn't know how it was going to go. But I jumped right in and I spoke to people and I said, hey, you know, I think that right now what we need more than anything is just a little bit of clarity. What's needed in the situation is clarity. And what this person's trying to do over here is to clarify the situation. And there's got to be more transparency here. And me as a third party can see where this is going. And I think that these two individuals could communicate quite effectively if they were just allowed to communicate. Just allowed to communicate. And it's true, because when you get rid of people that are just making judgments, and when you move aside the gatekeepers, those two people that need to communicate will either communicate or they won't. However, it seems that life is filled with people that try to stifle communication. Now, why ever they try to stifle communication, that's between you and I don't know. Some people choose it because they don't want people knowing the truth. Some people just don't respect other people. And some people don't know how to communicate effectively at all. Some people actually get more stressed out and freaked out just by the onsite of somebody actually showing up into their office. And other people do not communicate well on the phone or via email. And the only way that you can actually make contact with that person is by showing up and showing up to their office and saying hello. And it's like, you know, in different layers of life, you start learning these different aspects of how people communicate. How do they communicate? How do they effectively communicate? Better yet, what is their best and favorite form of communication? You know, one of the biggest things that I've learned through life being a classroom is that if you don't know everything, then you don't know everything. And there's a reason why you don't know everything. And if you want to know more, then you should ask. And if you ask and people still don't share with you, then you realize there's a reason. Now, it depends on the way you ask, right? How I ask for something normally, it depends on how I ask. That kind of transpires eventually based on the fact of how I am received. So if I comment a certain way, I'm going to get probably a certain response. And I've realized through life's lessons that the more personable you are, the more transparent you are, the more likely other people are going to not only listen, but also accept what you have to say. And I've realized lately that there's a lot of people that don't use a lot of honey. And I'm not saying that you have to sugarcoat it, but when I've learned through life's lessons, as this giant classroom proceeds on a daily basis for me, I learn what to do and what not to do. And, you know, when we repeat the same things over and over again and we don't get the results we want, that's chaos. It's insanity. It's the definition of insanity, because doing the same thing and expecting different results is never going to happen. And in life's classroom, whether it's meetings with the partners or meetings with your firm or meetings with people at the PTA or meetings with your kids, whatever it is, there's something to learn from it. So stay tuned. We return to be talking more about life as a classroom and how you can begin to create that amazing classroom for yourself on a day-to-day basis and change your life forever. Stay tuned, because Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in two shakes.
You could be my luck. Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Tonight I've been talking about the school year, allowing us to have structure. When September 1st starts up again, it seems like the life changes, like this whole timing. It feels as if there's more structure. It feels as if we're ready to make changes, and it feels like the school year helps us as even adults to have more structure, more drive, and more direction. And it seems to give us a more realistic place and time. And, you know, it's interesting because, you know, I have a lot of kids that were working with me that were interns that have gone off to school. And ever since they kind of were texting me back and forth, and I said, you know, hey, I think that I can make the classroom in my own life because I can't go back to school. Okay, I'm not going back to school anymore. I've gone to enough schooling. I've done enough schooling. And unfortunately, you know, my husband is not just going to say, yeah, go on and quit your show and quit everything, go back to school, even though that would be a blast. I mean, come on. It'd be like going back. It'd be like back to school, Rodney Dangerfield. Call me when you have no class. Yes. Anyway. Okay. One can dream. However, let's talk about changing and creating a classroom in our own life on a daily basis, because this is awesome. Life is a classroom. Life is about learning. Every single interaction we have is more than just an interaction. It's a learning opportunity. It's an opportunity to learn about ourselves as much as it's to learn about others. And this learning opportunity that we are given, every single interaction we have is something that we need to capitalize and realize it is not going through the motions. It is not just a mere responsibility. It is not just one thing we have to do that we don't necessarily want to do. In fact, we need to see every hour of our day as a different class. Okay? And I know that for some of you out there, you're like, come on, Ashley. But I think most of you get it. And the way that we start creating our classroom, and they're all different for everybody, but there's going to have some main, props and stuff. And I'm talking about the classroom in your mind. The first thing is you want to visualize a classroom. You want to visualize your favorite classroom. What is that? I mean, when I think about visualizing my favorite classroom, I think of my favorite teacher, Mrs. Jackson from second grade. Remember that? Remember the chairs and you remember the desks? For some of you, they were the Formica desk. For others of you, it was like the wood desk. And then the chair, the plastic chair, was connected by metal to the desk. I remember that. And there was always somebody wrote on the desk or used some sort of, not really like a knife per se, but, you know, some sort of like tool to put their initials in or to put some sort of some cuss words in. You never wanted to put your fingers on the bottom of that desk because you know what? There was probably gum stuck on the bottom of it. But I always remembered a flag, an American flag, and I remembered all the desks situated. And I remember there was a chalkboard up front and there was a teacher's desk, which was usually a large metal, steel, grayish, bluish desk. And I'm starting to visualize that now as I'm on the radio with you right now. Because if you visualize that in your head, yeah, sure, the meetings aren't going to look like that, but you know what? It's going to keep you in a state of learning. It's going to keep you in a state of learning. So instead of going to a meeting and feeling out of place, instead of going to give a speech and being scared about being up on stage, instead of going to a job interview and worried, will they hire me? Will I say the right thing? Will they like me? Instead of all that, now let's take those considerations and think about it in a classroom setting. The first one, you show up to a meeting and you hope that things go well. Well, you know what? Even if it's that or an interview and you hope that they like you and you hope it goes well, first off, you got to be yourself, because if you're not yourself, if they hire somebody that's not you and you're acting like someone else, that's going to wear off pretty soon. And that's going to be kind of crappy to have to deal with for that period of time. The second thing is that when you're more open to saying how you feel and more open to explaining the process and even more open to possibly not saying the right thing, it's interesting how it all kind of formulates together. And it wasn't until the last real 2 or 3 years where I am totally tabula rasa. When it comes to conversations, I do not think about what I'm going to say because I'm too busy listening to what the other person's saying. And so if I'm over there trying to figure out what my rebuttal is going to be, I'm going to miss out on the whole conversation, right? So instead, I am very tabula rasa. And at first, when I was going through that process with this whole mind clean slate thing, I got scared because what if I say the wrong thing? But then I started realizing, who cares? And when you're able to accept that there's a possibility that you're going to say the wrong thing, when you're able to accept the possibility that things might not go to a certain degree, and when you're able to accept that things might be better than you could ever dream they could be, and you're experiencing everything from a classroom setting, safe and secure, because nobody asks a stupid question. There are no stupid questions. And in a classroom setting, we're learning. And if you're learning, how are you losing? So it doesn't matter what you're doing. It doesn't matter what you're doing. Because you know what? When you're in the classroom setting, you're safe and protected because you're learning. And think about it. Why does that make that any different from our life? For the most part, in our life, when we are doing things that are at least legal and doing the right thing by other people and not lying and cheating, and we have good karma, then how can you get hurt by learning? And better yet, aren't you needing to be yourself? And if you're open to expressing yourself in an honest manner, in an honest way, and learning from that expression, but better yet, learning from other people's expressions and how they express themselves, but better yet, learning more about yourself in every single situation. When somebody yelled at you, how did you respond? How did it make you feel? Okay? Because we've all been in bad meetings. We've all been in situations that were a little stressful. But had we had stepped back a little bit and created this classroom, it would not be that intimidating because guess what? We're in a learning environment. And it's no longer really personal, is it? When we're in this learning environment, the personal aspect kind of goes out the window because it's more like a science project. Think about it. You're kind of like trial and error on things. You're trying out new stuff. You're trying this out. You're seeing how this works, seeing how that works. If that works, great. If that doesn't work, that's good. But when you finally get it right, that's when you know you got it right. And when you get it right, you can take that with you. And as we learn how to deal with other people, as we learn how to deal with setbacks, as you begin to learn how to deal with everybody in your life successfully, you have turned the stress and the anger and maybe some resentment and maybe some judgment and made it into a learning experience, right? Because that's what life is. It's a big old classroom. And we're learning all the time. And I think a lot of times the older we get, the more we forget that we're supposed to be learning. And the older we get, the more we see this as a job. J-O-B. It's a job. And we see life as a job. Life has just become so humdrum. You know? I'm so bored with everything in life. It's just the same darn thing every single day. Same thing, different day. Same old, different day. We hear people say all this stuff. And you know why? It's no longer a classroom to them. They're just going through the motions. They know everything already. And I think that if you open up your mind and realize that life is a classroom, whether you accept it or not, and if you look at life as a classroom in a fundamentally positive way and understand that that's the reason why we're on planet Earth to begin with, is to learn. And that's why we're in this lifetime. And this is why you're in this body. And this is why your life was chosen for this way. And this is why you might have chosen it before you came in. I know, that'll blow your mind. What if you chose these conditions before you showed up in the womb? Booyah! That's one to think about. And think about it, you chose this life and you came into this and you had a lot of dysfunction and you had this and you had that and you go, my God, you think I picked that dysfunction? Why not? Aren't you a super soul? Can't you figure it out? And if you are, then that means that life is a what? Oh, it's a classroom. Oh, it's a classroom. What do we have for them? It's a papa. No, it's a classroom. And that's why making life a classroom and visualizing it and not worrying about making our mistakes and realizing that, guess what? This is why we're here. If we're here to learn, why aren't we seeing life as a big old classroom? Because some of the school, I mean, for me, when my intern was going back to school, man, I wanted to go back to school. I mean, how many shows have been made about adults going back to school? A lot, because we want to go back to school. School was fun. I mean, there wasn't a lot of responsibilities, and our parents paid for some of it, and, you know, heck, I mean, the only thing we had to really worry about was our laundry and stuff. Maybe a small part-time job. But think about it. What if you relate, and I know that we have a lot of responsibilities, I get it, but when you take that out and you put in the module that your life is a big classroom, and you start to take yourself less seriously in the fact that you're allowed to experiment and you're allowed to learn, and you're allowed to learn from every single angle to get a better option and to figure out more what's going on. And better yet, the more you learn, the more proficient you become. The more proficient you become, the more powerful you become. The more knowledge you have, the more power. Knowledge and power are congruent. They are part of the one. And then when you really start visualizing that classroom, you're also going to take it to the next level, and you're going to start realizing that this is indeed the reason why we are here on planet Earth. When you begin to visualize this, and I've been doing this for a little while now, when you begin to visualize this, you know what? Wow. That's why we're here. And every single situation I go into now, I look at it that way, and you know what? It's not that bad. I mean, even if somebody says no, okay, why? Okay. Well, thanks for that. That's cool. I mean, because there's reasons why things don't happen, and those normally turn out to be you didn't need those things, or it wasn't going to work out anyway. And so when you look at it from different perspectives, you're able to look at it with enlightenment and clarity and understanding. So realize that life is just a giant classroom. It's an amazing classroom, and you can choose to learn as much or as little as you want. But better yet, you can choose to do it and realize it and get the big picture. Stay tuned, because guess what? I'll have another show for you coming up pretty soon. Go check out AshleyBurgess.com, Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, my website, and check out the latest blogs and radio shows if you missed some live. Also, check out the Ashley Burgess Network, AshleyBurgessNetwork.com. It's Perspectives with Ashley Burgess, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And I look forward to hearing from you. So if you went to AshleyBurgess.com, go on there and click on the contact page and send me an email, because I want to hear from you. Stay tuned. I got a great show for you next in Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back this time in three shakes.